You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And we start with Siyata Deshmaya with a well-known Gemara Maseches Brachos. It's actually the Mishnah that opens the ninth and final Perek of Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara, of course, is discussing various brachos, not Stam, the Birchas Anenin, talking about Birchas Shmach VeHodah. In such a context, writes the Mishnah as follows: V'al b'suras tovos omer berachat tov v'ameitiv. When you hear great news, what do? You recite berachat tov v'ameitiv. And when you hear b'suras ros, that's the nusach in our Mishnah. When you hear bad news, omer berachat dayin ha'emes. And now, on the girsa on the side, Rabbi Shai Pig does write nusach acher shmuos. Shmuos Ros, and that in fact is the Nusach of the Mishnayis, that's the Nusach of the Yushami as well. It's not called Besuros Ros, it's called rather Shmuos Ros. And what really is the difference? Writes the Megodim Chadoshim, Rav David Yoel Weiss, and his Megodim Chadoshim in Brochus, but this is on Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph. And he cites a Rokeach, and it's clear from the Rokeach that the Rokeach, one of the Gedolei Yerushonim, posits that Loshin Besura Nema Rak Al Besura Tova V'lo Aro. The Lashon of a Besura, a good piece of news, Besura, as only said with regards to good news and not bad news. Mm-hmm. Why does Stam Besuras HaKavono, the Besuras Tovos? If you talk about someone who's Mevaser, that typically connotes Besuras Tovos, good news. And the Maisa, what Nusuch do we have? He takes us back to Megodin of Chanoshim, 2-hour Mishnah under Dalet Amud Aleph, and he says that others have the Nusuch, Ashmuos Ros, and that's the Lashon of the Braisimoid, Katim Chavav Amud Aleph, that actually calls it Shmuos Ros and not Besuros Ros. And the Vilna Gaon writes in Shnos Elio, in the beginning of the ninth Perek of Brachos, the Vilna Gaon has a commentary in the Mishnah, is called Shnos Elio, and this horror, this insight, is echoed by the Teferes Yisrael and the Yachin of Boaz Mishnah as well. And that is, writes the Vilna Gaon, Shmuos Ros, it's referred to not as Besuros Ros. Why? When you hear a good piece of news, it's a mitzvah to share a good piece of news. And you want to share a good piece of news with other people. As a maisa with Rishmo Ravzovsky, Rosh Hashiva Imponovich, he was talking and learning with someone. He was in his house and somebody was meeting with him, talking and learning. And a bochum from Ponovich ran into his house and said, Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva. And did you hear that Reuven got engaged? Reuven became a chassid. I says, well, Gemaldik, Gemaldik, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Oh, wish you my best, Gemaldik. Tremendous Mazel Tov. Okay? 5 minutes later, another bacha from Ponovich comes in. He says, Rashiva, did you hear? Harobe became a chosin. He says, Gemaldik, unbelievable. I Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Bracha Tov, Ameitiv. And another 5 minutes goes by, and Nocha Talmud comes in. Rashiva, did you hear? Harobe became a chosin. Ah, Gemaldik, thank you so much. Ah, Baruch HaTov HaMeidah. Rosh Hashiva says, Rosh, I understand, he says, the second time around, you want to make the guy feel, but by the third guy already, he says, I says, but if I can make everyone feel good, and I can make them feel they were the ones who had the schus to be Mavasa, the Mesura Tova, it's a mitzvah. Why should I go in and take it away from him? At least let him think that he had the mitzvah of informing me of this Gemaldik of Mesura. That's the Lashon of Mavasir. It's a mitzvah to be mavaser, hence the appropriate terminology, besuros, aval ros, bevadei lo yomalo ish kimotzi dibo, xilabosik says a mishlei. You're a fool, you don't go around sharing bad news. Ela yishmo, you happen to hear something, if you happen to hear it by the wayside. Aval eimi sheyavaser lo, we're not going to say that you should go around sharing the bad news, that's why it says shmuos. You have a Vilna Gaon, and at the first of Israel, we don't refer to it as besuros ros, it is rather shmuos ros. Ela yonovi is known as the Mevaser HaGaula. Why doesn't we say, I'm Mevaser the Tov? He's a Mevaser, connotes good news. The Gaula, of course, is good news. We wouldn't call it the Lashon of Besura if it was bad news. We'd refer to it rather as Shmuel. It's something, Derech Agav, that I happen to go in and hear about. But Eliyanovi is the Mevaser Hagula. He is the one who, oh, he's going around being Mevaser. Remember, years ago, sing by the Koto, somebody walking around all in white, and he had a little plaque that he was wearing around his neck, hanging down, and said, I'm the Mevaser Hagula. I was going around saying, he's Eliyanovi, he's the Mevaser Hagula. And the end of the day, I mentioned that story, Valdiga myself, and there was a Meshuggah who was in B'nai Brak, and he walked into the house of one of the Gedolei Hadar of Aaron Leibsteinman, and he's knocking on the door, comes in, he says, oh, everybody, I'm Eliyahu Navi. And the Gabbom say, oh, Meshuggah, get him out of here. Rabbi Aaron Leibsteinman, he's a yid, treat him with respect. I bring him in, he says, oh, Rabbi Eliyahu Navi, Gevaldig, I'm waiting all my life for you, Eliyahu Navi. I says, I'm learning through Shas, and we have so many times with Shas, take you. I will leave over the Kasha. And the Rambam and the Shlom and many others tell us, what's the lashon of teiku? Literally means teiku leikum beduchte. Leave it where it is because we don't have an appropriate answer. About teiku, writes the Rambam and writes the Shlom and others. Teiku is Rosh HaTevis, an acronym. Tishbi Yataritz Kushis Ubayas. Eliyah Tishbi. Not Eliyah Navi. We don't need his nifuah. On the contrary, Bo Matzina Tesamet Aleph. Loba Shemayim, he writes, or Meir Bergman and Mobo Sharon. Notice, we don't call him Eliyah Navi Yataritz. Navi doesn't come to answer. Akashas. We don't want the Nevuah. We want Eliyahu Tishbi. You talk about the Gaon from Vilna. Talk about Rekiv Eger as the Gaon from Posen. When you refer to someone's Chochma, the Maitre to Eloi, the Eloi from Maitre. You always refer to the place. That's where he came from. It brings cover to the place. Eliyahu came from a place called Tishbi. Eliyahu Tishbi, the Chochma that he was. Yataritz Kushas Mayas. He says, I have all these takers that Chas never answered. I'm waiting for Eliyahu Navi. Please tell me all the answers to all these Kashas. Let's start with the first one of Brachas. How do you know the answer? He says, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, oh, I guess you're not Eliyahu Navi. Oh, I was hoping you'd be Eliyahu Navi. You met Hashem, maybe. Maybe Hashem will give you all those answers and you'll talk to me, the real Eliyahu Navi. But for right now, Eliyahu Navi has to go in and tell us all the answers. If you can't tell us the answers, there must be an Eliyahu Navi. But he bought him in. He was Makar of him. He still gave him a Chashivus. That's Mevaser Hagula. That's when it's something good. A Mashmid Midavrayim. But what? How do you walk away from the grub? It doesn't mean that a besura, and that's why it even cites a number of times in Chazal that we refer to it as besuros ra. So why? Because besura could be in conjunction with a besura ra, but it means because of the pasuk ish kimotzi dibahuk seal. Because of that, the shdamshu Chazal beloshin besuras al ros, and the Radak writes and Sefer Sharoshim also. And then at the end of the day, it could be ra, but we typically don't want to use it as ra. So it's not a stira medayabay. It could be Masura's Ros, because the Lashon of Mevaser, the Radak writes in Sefer Sharoshim, Mevaser means to share news. So in the Pashtus Advarim, it could mean share good news or bad news. When Chazal referred to it, almost always, not always, but almost always, they refer to it as Masura's told us to tell you. Because of the Pasuk, initially, we shouldn't be sharing bad news. We're going to refer to it as Masura's told us. That's the only thing you should actively be Mevaser. But when it comes to bad news, even though it's not a stira, it should be a shmua. It's something that I heard derech agav. It's something that I happen to go and hear about. So what does the Gemara tell you? Sabrochas, when you have a tova meitiv, you recite to Besuras Tovas, you recite a tova meitiv. Besuras Tovas, we say a dying HMS. And what is the Kulei Alma Modi, the instance that we have in Olam Hazeh, upon which everybody recites Adayin Emes? That, of course, is death. The famous Woody Allen. I know that I'm going to have to die one day. I just don't want to be there when it happens. At the end of the day, though, Ben Franklin, and the two truths of fact, we only have death and taxes. And, of course, New York traffic. Death and taxes and traffic on the Van Wicked. It's a given. At the end of the day, we have death. It's inevitable. And what do we say when we hear about somebody dying? Baruch Dayin Emes. Listen to Rav Hunder. Every single day in Shemoneh Esrei writes Rav Hunder. This is in the Sefer Zikaron. Alamorid Bala Pachid Yitzchok. In the back, there's a collection called Rashimas and Yonim Shonim. Different topics. And he raises the following insight. Every day in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, Machaya Mesim Barachim and Rabbi. Why is Tchisa Mesim Dafka Don Barachim? And based on Vonu, we also fleshed it out a little more. It's not Stam Barachamim, it's Barachamim Rabin. It's a lot of Rachamim. When Hashem does the greatest miracle in the history of the world, Hashem will have performed Tchias Amesim. It counts in the context of mercy, but not Stam mercy. Barachamim Rabin, abundant mercy. What's the idea? So what do we just see from the mission in Brochas? We're discussing Baruch Dayin MS. On good news, you say Yatzel Vameit. On bad news, you say Yadayin MS. When a person gives birth to a Zohar, and that's the Gemara later on, and Daphne Tess, it's a Shaila, I the Brocha by in a cable wise, it's a separate Shaila, separate Shir. Back upon him, when a Zohar is born, that's what? It's Tova Meitav. You recite the Brocha Tova Meitav. It's good for you and it's good for other people. And you recite the Brocha Tova Meitav when there's a child that's born. When somebody dies, Rachman Letzlan, Broch Dayin Amos. As if you think about it, it was Midas HaRachamim, right? So, Vunner, Midas HaRachamim, we know, is the Mizug, the synthesis. And when you unite Chesed with Din, when you're maptic, you sweeten the din of Hashem Yisbarach Ayyadei Midas HaChesed. That's what forms a new midah called Midas HaRachamim. The midah of Rachamim is the combination of Chesed together with din. That's Midas HaRachamim. How did Hashem create the world? A lot of people think. How do we go back to that Rashi at the outset of Parshas Bereishis, of Sefer Bereishis? Allah b'machshavto to create the world with Midas HaDin. People think, what? Hashem changed his mind, and now Hashem runs, is knowing his world, kaviyochol, with Midas HaRachamim. That's not the terminology of Rashi nor Chazal. Hashem is what? Shitif imo Midas HaRachamim. Dehainu what? This world is, it's din, and Hashem connected Rachamim to din. But avada this Midas HaDin. But Hashem adds a lot of chesed into the Midas HaDin, and that produces Midas HaRachamim. Famous Maral, Rachamim, is why the womb of a woman is called the Rechem. Rechem is abbreviated of Rachamim. What gives the world a tomorrow? The Midah of Rachamim that Hashem joins in the Midas HaDin gives the world perpetuity, continuity. And what gives the world physical continuity? The womb of a woman that reproduces another child and another child keeps mankind going onward. That's the Rechem of an Isha. Hence, Rechem backwards is the word Machar. Rechem backwards is the word Machar. What takes place in the Rechem? The Chesed of the Baal of the Ish unites with the Din of the Nekeva. Kayadu Alpi the Zohar, the man is representative of Ava of Chesed, the woman of Din in Yiro. How do they come together? The Chesed unites with the Din in the Rechem. That's where the power of the man meets the power of the woman. That's the Rechem writes, the Ramami Pano and Asura Mamaras. And that is Midas HaRachamim, the Chesed uniting with the Din, and that's Rechem backwards, Osios Machar. It's the Rechem of an Isha that gives the world a Machar, just like Midas HaRachamim gave the world a Machar. If the world had been exclusively built on Din, there would be no tomorrow. What gave the world a tomorrow? The Midas HaRachamim, hence Machar, Rechem. Rechem abbreviated the elliptical form of the word Rachamim. That's what gives the world a continuity.
I think the woman is more Midas HaRachamim, the man would be Midas HaDin.
No, Isha, what do we find in Mishlei Lamed Aleph? What do we say every Friday night? Isha Yiras Hashem Midas Aleph. The man is Chesed. He's the Mashpia. He's the Ava. Ava, Rav Desler, Mutam Elio is Hav. The man is the giver, is the Mashpia, is the Nosei. The woman is the Makabo. That's the receiving end. Your Makabo, Yira. The giving is the Ava. Isha Yiras Hashem Midas Aleph. The woman is placed for Yira. The man stands still. He's ready to be Mashpia. The woman has the Kala and circles the Chosin seven times. And he erects the wall around the husband to keep him in place, to keep him in check, to lock him into place. Yevamos him a base, I'm on a base. Ha, shori below Isha, shori below Choma. Without a wall, we need the woman to be the Choma, to keep the husband locked in place at certain times. She needs to be the wall. That's Yira. Don't keep going out and out. Yira, that's Isha Yashem, that's what she's praised for. The Rechem writes from Rami Pano is where the Chesed, the Hashpa, the Bechinus HaNosein of the Zohar meets up with the Makabel of the Exhal of the woman. Where do they unite? In the Rechem, in the Inyan of Rachamim, because Rachamim is the Mizug, is the synthesis, the fusion of the Chesed of the Baal with the Yira and the Din of the Isha. Din always associated with Yira. Why is it called Din? Gro Megillas Rus, Parakala, Pasagalav, Din is Milosh and Dai. Adin is exacting judgment. Stay where you are. Die. Enough. Shakai. Chagiga. Yerbezim and Aleph. Sha'amar liolam died. The world was miraculously expanding endlessly. Hashem says, Shakai. Sha'amar liolam died. Stop. Die. Stay where you are. That's Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin is stay where you are. Izil Gibar. Kove Shishitzu. And Ovis. Paragdala Posaka. Permission Aleph. Kove Shishitzu is. Your Yetzirah is gone. Hold it back. Put the reins on it. That's Minas HaGavura. Minas HaGavura is Yitzchak, is Minas HaDin. One and one the same. Din die. Gibor, Gavura, Kovesh, is Yitzchak. Amela, on a person coming into the world, we say Tov HaMeitzit. On a person leaving the world, we say Yadayin Emes. All right, Rav Hunder. What idea encapsulates what's taking place by Tchias HaMeitzit? What is Tchias HaMeitzit? Everybody died. Dahainu, we recited Yadayin Emes. Anyone who died, who is now subject to Tchias HaMeitzit, we already recited upon all the deceased, Baruch Dayin Emes. Now they're coming back to life. When people come back to life, what do we recite? Baruch Atel HaMeitzit, because the greatest chesed is when people come back to life. So what's Mechaya Meisim? Mechaya Meisim Barachamim, but not Stam Barachamim, Barachamim Rabim. What's great mercy? When you take the greatest manifestation of chesed, which is bringing life into the world, and now you bring life where there was the greatest expression of Adin, when there was death, Baruch Dayin Emes. That's what? That's Tchias HaMeisim, Chamisim Barachamim, but not Stam Barachamim, but Barachamim Rabim. That's abundant Rachamim, because you took the greatest Din, Baruch Dayin Emes, and now you sprinkle the greatest measure, the greatest infusion of chesed, of a revival of life, of bringing back to life those people upon whom we recited Baruch Dayin Emes, and now we're sprinkling a Tel Shel Tchia, and bringing them back to life. That's infusing chesed where there was once din. That's rachamim, but it's not stam rachamim, it's the greatest Tov, coming in a place where there was the greatest Ra, that's the greatest measure of Rachamim, hence, Mechayim Esim, Barachamim Rabim. So, Abbasuras told us we say the Tov HaMeitiv, and Abbasuras told us we may Yadayin Emes. Now we go to famous Gemara, and Psochem Daf Nun Amin Aleph, the end of the third parak of Meseches Psochem. And the Gemara cites the famous Posek in Zachariah Perek Yedalit. The pasuk that we say in davening every day, "V'hayah Hashem l'melacha kol oretz, abiyomahu yashem achod ishmu achod." And the Gemara cites the pasuk and asks the Gemara, "Atu ha'ino lav echadu?" Does that mean that nowadays Hashem is not echad? V'hayah biyomahu, and when Mashiach comes on that day, then yashem achod ishmu achod. Mashmo, right now he's not echad. He's not echad now. Of course, God is always echad yochad miyuchad. As Amar Rabbi Acha bar Chanina lo. I'm sorry, lo ki olam hazeh olam haba. This world is not going to be like the next world. Ha'olam hazeh, now we go to the Gemara Brochas, the Mishnah, Nudalan, and Aleph. Ha'olam hazeh, in this world, Abbasuras Tovas, you say it Tov HaMeitiv. And Abbasuras Ross, you say Brochain Emes. Le'olam haba, in the next world, Kulu Atov HaMeitiv. Everything is going to be a Tov HaMeitiv. Okay, listen again to the Gemara. The Gemara said, now in this world, on Tov, Baruch Tov HaMeitiv. On Mesuras Ros, Baruch Tov HaMeitiv. The Olam Haba, Kula, we're only going to be making that Tov HaMeitiv. How do you understand the Gemara? Let's take a look at the note of Yehuda. And it's Tzlach. You have it in front of you, Daf Nun Amud Aleph from Maseches Psachim. And this is, of course, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, the famed note of Yehuda. And it's Tzlach and Kama Masechtos HaShas. Ha'olam hazeh b'suras tovus v'choli l'olam haba, it's kula tov ha'meitiv. Hiksha harif bein Yaakov. The Rif, Rabbeinu Alphus, who was one of the Pirushim, not only one of the Gedolei Rishonim, he cited, commentary appears in the Ein Yaakov, and he asked the following question, Halo gam b'olam haba, harashom matzdikim aleim adin? Hi, in Olam Haba, the Rishoim will also go ahead and be Matzdik the Din. Shamar was out, Perak Osin, Pasin, and Erevin. And Vachule, Shamatzikin, and Leva, Omram, Yavadanta, Yavazachisa, Yavachiata, Yavatakant again, and Lashom Gandhi, that's the Vachule. Then came Gamzek, Mobirchas, Dayan Emes. And the end of the day, and what a Chazal telling us, in the future, we're going to have Tzidik Adin. And the Rishoim, we're going to say, Hashem, you did the right thing. Hasn't that Mashma like a Dayan Emes? Tzash like a dynamis, tzidik adin, harayo. Tzidik adin is something we don't say on happy days and days when we don't do tzidik adin, and they're going to be matzik the din. Phineas taiti nir la tarets alpima shamati bialdusa, mehamanoch, revachos, and machia gun, and maforso. Raphraim Risher, the maggot of bro. Perishamimer says, shedictic, bimashom, really, olo, kamazo, lom haba. Array. Basic abrocha ain't hefresh. Shalatovas gami olazmar chatov. El shulam hazi yish gam ros. The old mabul yeraklal. And the end of the day, in this world we have good and we have bad. So when we have good, we say Tov HaMeitiv, and when we have bad, we say Dayin Emes. And the future, we're not going to have any bad at all. Sivim kein ain't basic abrocha hefresh. There is no difference. At the high what? In the future, we would also make a good on Tov, on we would make a Tov HaMeitiv on good things, and we were going to make a dynamis on bad things. It's just that in the future there's no bad. So there's nothing upon which to recite a dynamis. So there's no difference between the Esek Abrucha. V'hayu lo lomar, aloha olam hazeh olam haba. Ha'olam hazeh yesh bo ros v'tovos. Olam haba yim bo rak tovos. Why is the Gemara making a chiluk between the bracha? In this world, we make the bracha tova meitav on good news, and we recite the bracha of dynamis on bad news. In the future, we're only going to make the bracha tova meitav. He says, I don't understand. What are you talking about the bracha for? That's not the distinction. The distinction between this world and the next world is, and this world, we make a bracha tova meitav because in this world, we have good things and we have bad things. So the good things, we make bracha A. On bad things, we make bracha B. And the future, we're only going to make one bracha because there only is good. I said, just say, Olam Haba is not like Olam Hazeh. Mm-hmm. Because in Olam Hazeh we have good and bad. And Olam Haba we only have good. That's why we only will make it. Olam Haba. But the Gemara's distinction is not good and bad versus only good. Gemara's distinction is, now we make a Olam Haba and we make a dynamis. In the future we're not going to make the bracha of dynamis. We're only going to make the bracha of Olam Haba. I was talking about the bracha. The reason we're only going to make a Olam Haba is because there is nothing bad upon which to recite a dynamis. So what are you making? Olam Haba, the difference is the bracha. It's not the bracha. The difference is the metzias. Here we have good and bad, and in the next world there is no evil, there's no bad. He answered as follows: V'amar Haman Noach, Dichsiv, and Yeshaya Perket Beis Pasuk Aleph, Olcha Ki Anafta Bi, a pasuk that the Navi Yeshaya says, V'amarta Bayomo, talking about Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk in Yud Beis Aleph reads as follows: V'amarta, what are you going to say by Yomahu? Which by Yomahu? And Olam Haba? And the by Yomahu, Yashem Elchad Shmu Achor, like in Zechariah Dalit. What are we going to say, Klal Yisrael, on that great day? Olcha Hashem, I thank you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why can't have to be that you have shown me your anger? You displayed your wrath against me. Why? Yoshov Abcha Usanachameini, so that your anger will subside and you will comfort me. That's the Navi Yeshaya. We're thinking Hashem that he got angry at us. What's going on? Writes the Tzach as follows: Lafi Shemei El Yom Loteitzi Haros Vein Davaro Bomei Hakadosh Baruch Hu VaKohul Tova. Because there's nothing bad that comes from God, and nothing bad comes out of God. Only good. Even the suffering that we have in this world and the Nesiyon HaSachayim is not raw. It's for our benefit. And why is it good? To purify us. To help us subdue and subjugate our evil inclination. Hashem wants to make us the biggest and best people we can be. To purify our neshama, make it pure and pristine as ever, so that we can merit Olam Haba, which is the Olam of Kulotov. Elo Shadamay Olam Hazeh, Inam Even Adover, Alash Shuro, Venin Vemenev Kilo Ra. We don't really understand what's going on behind the scenes, so we think it's something bad. Kamo Achola, like a sick person, Rachman Alzan, Chosel Notav Poshes, we make for him a bandage, some type of medicated bandage, Vyishli Yisurim, and he's got a lot of pain. We might give him an antiseptic and it might cause him pain. We give him a shot. We give him this medicine and it hurts him. And the foolish, sick person says, get it away from me. I don't want this. No. This painful, right now it's painful, but it's making me better. It's going to take away the chayli. And when you have yesurim, that is the bandage. That's what cleanses us. After a person dies, after 120, then you see and you understand the true good. It's going to be good. I was going to say, well, thank you, Hashem, that you got angry at me and you gave me a surah. And in the future, when we get to Olam Haba, the emes is clear. And Hashem shows us the whole history from beginning to end, and then we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Yisurim that He gave us in Olam Hazeh. We're going to thank Him for all those times that He displayed His wrath and anger against us, and He gave us suffering, and we're going to give Hodah retroactively l'mafreya on all the times Hashem got angry at us in order to give us a great Olam Haba. Azel Kavanos Amayim Erkan Abi Olam Hazeh Omer B'Sur Azroz Dynamis. And now in this world, on bad news, what do? We recite a Dynamis. Shesover Shazel Midas Adin, and we have to look from this world's perspective. And Hashem wants wants us to go ahead and say Dain Emes, and he's supposed to cry. Tshuva the Ramah, he had a Dayan who lost a child at a young age, and the Dayan didn't cry. The Ramah passed him as a Dayan on his based. Says, you're not human. Hashem Nasr Hashem Raka. Chavanda. That's Hashkafa Sachayim. But you have to cry. And the end of the day, Hashem said, this is something, if you're in touch with your emotions, you cry. We had a Godel recently.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
He was unbelievably in control of every aver of his body. I mentioned the story of Rabbi Yosef. I mentioned it recently. I was at a chasen a few months ago, and a gevir who was in the room at the time saw this maisa happening. He was telling me and the current boss of a rabbi this maisa. We mentioned many times how after the world famous surgeon, top supposedly vascular surgeon in the United States, did the life saving surgery on Rabbi Yosef. So he says to Rav Zalman Silber, he says, and now that I got to know the rabbi, he says, I wish that my pope was like your rabbi.
The lecture continues with part two. You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.